And rising, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Acumen Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate you. We wouldn't have a show without you and without BBS Radio. Open lines for any and all callers, the entire program. BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. Listeners outside of the United States, 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And those listeners who are in the United States, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. One more time, 888-627-6008. All right. Well, John, it's been a couple. Yeah, it's
yes,
been a
it
couple
has.
Of
yes,
weeks.
and also, I'd like to welcome everyone to Acumen Perspective. As always, our goal is to bring interesting content, ideas, and laughter as we explore divine energies. Very happy to have you all here with us. Yes, Kevin, absolutely. Things have been going along pretty good. I've been pretty busy, as you know. With the wedding plans of my son, and so preparing for that. And as I mentioned before, we have a lot of people come to the house, so I'm getting all those little jobs that I wouldn't normally do, you know, like sweep the deck off, stuff like that. So that, you know, that's been a lot of fun. And I mentioned before, Kevin, that I've been harvesting, so that's still going well, almost done now. But a few weeks ago, of course, I started doing something new, the fermenting the vegetables. So they've fermented long enough to try them now, and I absolutely love them. I'm glad I tried that. And I find it really good for vegetables that perish early, like the stuff that grows above the ground, not so much the root vegetables, things like peppers and beans, you know, string beans, cabbage, those kinds of things. So, yeah, it's a whole new way. Normally I do canning, which is in pressure canning or oil or water bath. And also I do dry things out, you know, to dry things. And also pickling, which is, of course, with vinegar. So, no, this has been great. So, I'm glad I tried that. And yeah, been pretty busy. How about you?
Yeah, well, not too much, not too much. Again, I think I noticed the trim along my house, even though my house was freshly painted, the painters didn't paint the trim, you know, which is like galvanized aluminum, you know, painted. And it looks kind of raunchy, so I'm going to probably after the show go ahead and paint that today. That's on my to-do list, is to paint the trim on my house. Oh, what fun.
That can be more tedious and time-consuming than painting a wall, of course.
Yeah, it can. Got to get up on that 12-foot stepladder and, you know, do the chore. So, anyway.
You'll do a great job, Kevin.
Oh, thanks, Well, we've, both of us, decided to continue to provide our perspectives on the more recent For the People.Space posts, because in doing so, we continue to keep our listenership up to date with the ongoing events, and that involves everyone on the planet. And much, if not all, of this information is from the White Hat Military, Q, and Creation Lightship perspectives. And that is not really reported to the general public, right? So over the past 2 weeks, wow, a lot of events have impacted our collective consciousness. And that impact has certainly been reflected by the flood of the FTP post, the For the People. I think there's like seven or so, quite a few actually, on you know, that's relatively new. So, John, I thought we would pick up where we left off from our last program and discuss the Q Plus post.
Right.
And then perhaps, and since there are so many of them, maybe we could be a little bit more selective with the other posts. And what I mean by that is kind of pick out the post that we feel it had the most influential impact, if you will, on society. Does that seem appropriate?
Yeah, that sounds good. And, Kevin, I think I've mentioned to you that I've had some feedback from some of our listeners, and they appreciate us breaking down the For the People post. So
No.
it's good to know that they're finding value there, and it's
Well,
good for us too, because we get to go over it in depth and over it multiple times, and it starts to sink in. I find every time, I know I've said this before, you read something or listen to a Q program, you always get more out of it.
Oh,
Or
sure.
it brings back things you forgot, or you hear something, it has a different meaning now because of the additional information you have. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And people are busy these days. A lot going on, and I feel that we might be providing a little bit of a service to them to kind of provide a, you might say, a synopsis, an overall look at what that article is trying to convey, and that we might be able to, and we will share our perspective also on that article. And I hope just by doing that, the listeners will get some benefit out of hearing a little bit about what that article is all about, especially if they're so busy that they can't really get online and get at to for the people dot space website itself to read them for themselves,
Yeah, absolutely. And it's easy to forget what you've read a month ago, or even 2 weeks ago, yesterday in some of our cases. But it's good to hear, to go through different perspectives, to hear your perspective on it, and just give our take on it, I guess. And as I say, people that do read it, perhaps there's some information there that they kind of skimmed over quickly, and we can, maybe hopefully shed some light on different areas. Let's hope.
Absolutely. So, a couple of weeks ago, our last show, we talked a little bit about the Q plus article, and this basically has to do with Q plus, as we most all of us are aware, is POTUS, President Trump, and there's Q, and then there was Q plus, and it was President Trump, and or it could have been some of the White Hat military folks, but the article initially goes into the fact that there was 12 source frequencies that have a spirit name, and we talked about the fact that spirits have a prefix name and a shared family name, and that Q was or is the activator light, and he is one of the 12 source frequencies. And his name was made up of 17 letters, and we kind of giggled about that. How would you pronounce his name with 17 letters, but it was very well known in the universe, Q, and then you mentioned Kui, I think it was
Yeah,
Kui,
Q had mentioned that to us in one of his talks there, that that was the international call for help,
help.
or like an SOS thing.
Yeah,
And
right.
it's odd, Kevin, there's no coincidences, as we know. So the 17th letter of the alphabet is Q, and
Yes,
yet his
Q.
name has 17 letters. It's
Yeah,
all,
exactly. Yeah. And so these were basically posts that began in 2017, and we called them Q drops, and they were usually found on the internet. Initially it started on the 4chan website, and then I think it moved later to the 8chan website. And
That's correct.
yeah, and the White Hat military and space force. Also, we found out that the White Hat military and the Space Force was given access to a living light cube, and which is from source, and that is aware of communications and much more from ambassadors from source and the creation light ship light beings. And the Q movement connected with the White Hat military operations. And of course, they were actually activated a long, long time ago, not just 2017. They began way back, like in the early 40s or something like that. Anyway, and it was activated all to, help save the world against the deep state Satanists and the negative aliens and everybody else. So, and Q or POTUS recently sent a meme on his Truth Social website, and it was of him with his arms open, and I think the left hand had Q plus, and that's what kind of spurred that
Right.
that article on for the people dot space. So anyway,
Right. It's very interesting, Kevin.
it is.
And it's stated there, I'm just going to read one of these lines here, with the power of Q when he came on board, of course, you mentioned in 2017. And it says here, that's the power of Q. His spirit and everything he touches becomes dynamically charged with electromagnetic energy that activates consciousness. And of course, everyone listening here understands that and what that was all about,
Right, of
as we
course.
all experienced that.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was kind of a my perspective on Q plus, just bringing to the surface that the Q drops, Q plus is real. And it's not just a conspiracy theory that was initially thought of. The deep state wanted to try to twist that, of course, and say that that's all bunk. It's not really real. It's all conspiracy theory stuff, but we all know that's not true. And so just
Oh,
recently
absolutely.
at Q
Yeah,
plus,
that's right.
that's right.
And all listeners here would be aware of that. Kevin, this post was about, what, 4 weeks ago
Yeah, it could have
or a
been.
little
I'm
more.
not quite sure.
If it's okay with you, I'm going to read down through a couple of the paragraphs here just to refresh folks' minds here. I'm going to start about halfway through the posting. Is that fine? Yeah, get a little kind of just a reminder here. I find this post a very important one. As with the last post that was posted here recently on For the People. So I'll just go over this a bit, Kevin. I'll go through quickly. And it says here, healing ambassador from Source, Ron Amatron, Archangel Raphael, was also working with the White Hat military and the time-traveling soldiers, clearing out dangerous dumps, as well as battling and healing soldiers, etc., on and off planet to protect and save humanity. It's important to know that and remember that this is much bigger than just our planet.
Oh,
White
sure
Hat Mil oh yeah. White Hat Military Space Force are truly beyond most people's comprehension concerning what they actually do, what they know, and what they are involved with. The activator spirit, the energy signature beginning with Q, spread his light column out to a number of the most significant placeholders on the planet to support the Great Awakening and the final ascension. The final ascension. Some of these things are pretty important that they highlight or put in caps here. Many of those placeholders are currently world leaders. So he's in all of those folks that are predominantly good, all with different abilities. So everybody, a spirit enters, somewhat determines how much of their column, a light column or spirit can be accessed and what genetics offer special abilities. So without a body, the spirit is free, but with a body, we can interact with matter, density, and have physical experiences, which most spirits enjoy. There have been eras on Earth where the spirit of Q animated many sages, then scientists, then doctors, then artists, then musicians, then actors, comics, then mystics, then politicians, etc. Also, simultaneously, Q's messages, insights, humor, which we're all aware of, and way of being rekindled the truth of light, anchoring wisdom, peace, progress, and inspiration where he was received. Most of the beloved, benevolent presidents and leaders worldwide were animated by the activator Q spirit, his vast light column. And of course, we know today he's in Putin in Russia and Xi in China, and of course, Trump here in North America, in the United States. The Q movement connected with the White Hat military operations was activated long ago to save the world from deep state Satanists, negative aliens, and more. Some say President Trump is just backed by the military and has no real power. When people comprehend who Q, the activator, the main ambassador from Source on this planet is at this time, and his leadership role, they will perceive a more vast operation and age-old plan. Q's spirit activated the movement, as we're all aware. His spirit will live on in others who will pass the flame to, he will pass the flame to in the future. So we'll have to, keep our minds open and kind of watch for this and who it is. It will still be Q, the activator, simply with extra abilities he's been saving for the Earth's miraculous transformation from dark to light. So there's lots that we haven't seen yet. We all know how miraculous Q is,
Oh,
but
yeah.
we've only scratched the surface, I believe. And of course, the White Hat military asked Donald J. Trump to lead the way as president because main players within the military know his spirit. In fact, many leaders in the White Hat operations are also animated by Q spirit or subsets. These are some of the bravest beings in the universe.
Right.
So they've come here, especially for this job. In President Trump's cabinet, we have a number of bodies animated by light columns from the Creation Lightship as subsets of light beings. This was the only way to take back this planet from the Satanists, negative aliens, Borg beings, witches, warlocks, zombies, clones, spider beings, and worse. A massive, huge, gigantic dose of light from Source was highly necessary. This is just
Yeah.
impressive and incredible. Five main light beings over the past 2,000 years brought their light in full blast to make this happen. So that is just amazing when you think of all of that, Kevin, and just kind of read
Oh,
it again, kind of for the first time.
yeah.
So there will come a time when every real human on Earth remembers who they are, where they originated, and their intimate relationship with the Creation Lightship and our beloved Q. So every one of us, everyone listening to this program, that's an amazing message that was put there.
Yeah, it sure is. To me, it makes sense because this is such an important event happening for Earth, the ascension. I mean, it's almost unfathomable what has to occur in order for the planet and humanity to ascend, and it to me makes sense that Q is basically in a lot of these major players that are making this event happen because it requires the intelligence and wisdom of Source really to do this. And you know what I mean? So
Yes,
it makes sense to me
it's
that
miraculous.
Q is in all of these other individuals,
Right,
helping.
right. And hopefully we get to it today, the final posting on for the people, but it has a lot of information there that's relevant to this post of Q plus. So hopefully we'll get there and we'll point out the points made there that kind of reinforce this posting as well. So
Sounds good, John. So, in order to do that, let's go ahead and move on, and let's go on to the into the next one, Golden Satire. And this was primarily a meme, or not a meme, but there was a little video there too, just showing that the CEOs of Facebook, Meta, and Microsoft were all sitting at, looks like, some sort of banquet table, and having lunch or dinner, whatever it was. And it's basically saying that it's a military comm, is what it is, showing everyone that Trump is in control of these tech companies. And he is the boss, and they have to do his bidding now. And in doing that, they're going to have to expose the corruption that they've created and also themselves. So that's basically what it was. And the satire, I think something about Melania mentioned that Bill Gates was creeping her out, sitting next to her and stuff. This guy creeping me out. So, but anyway, that's what that little article was. Just a calm, basically saying that Trump is in control of all of these tech companies. So that's good.
Yeah,
All right.
that's very reassuring.
Yeah, it is. The next one was called My Symphony. And again, this is a little meme just to make you think, I guess. There were several poems, one of which was from Mozart, and it said, "Love, love, love, that is the soul of genius." And that kind of makes you pause a little bit and think about that. And then the second poem was from William Henry Channing, and It's quite of a longer poem, but it says to live content with small means, and let's see, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion, to be worthy, not respectable, and wealthy, not rich. To listen to stars and birds, babes and sages with open heart. To study hard, to think quietly, act frankly, talk gently, await occasions. Hurry never, in a word, to let the spiritual unbidden and unconscious grow up through the common. This is my symphony. So
Wow.
that was it. That was a
Very, very deep.
very deep, short, sweet. Yeah.
It's
The
great.
next article, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that one, John?
No, no,
No, okay.
no, no. It pretty much speaks for itself.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The next article was called Rest in Peace, Amy Eskridge. Now, the
Very
deep
sad.
state, the deep state assassinates many key and very important people in the world in order to keep disclosure information from coming out to the public, or basically just to kind of slow down the process of the disclosure. And apparently, this young woman, Amy Eskridge, was a genius and an astute entrepreneur who was a student of a secretly backed CIA organization that trained very gifted and sensitive children codes and how to speak Russian. Now, Amy unfortunately was killed at age 34 by a direct energy weapon to stop her from her imminent disclosure on anti-gravity technology, in which she was very well established expert. And she was also a whistleblower about the Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, where coincidentally the United States Space Force headquarters is now located. So that was an article to remind us that there are, again, a lot of key people helping with disclosure and some very intelligent geniuses who are trying to bring forth the truth. And this young woman was one of which, unfortunately, she was eliminated by the deep state because she was trying to bring to the surface highly advanced technology, anti-gravity technology. So
Right.
that was unfortunate, sad.
Anyone that gets in their way,
Yeah.
similar to Charlie
Oh, yeah.
Kirk or whatever, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this lady obviously had a lot of information, a lot of knowledge. And they are saying here that the way that they took her out was a horrible way to pass as well. So I'm sure they do certain things just to agitate and get to the light even more,
Sure. I think it mentioned something about that directed energy weapon really messes up the spirit itself, right? I think that's why it mentioned.
I
And it's a
recall
horrible.
Q talking about that and
Yeah.
saying some ways that a spirit is killed off, for lack of a better term, a body, it can really put a lot of trauma into the spirit, into the soul. So that's very sad. And of course, the dark know that, and they want to push as many buttons as they can, of the
Yeah.
light. Very, very saddening.
It lightens my heart, however, to know that we are getting closer and closer of getting rid of these deep state evil people, and that technology will begin to emerge in the public eye. And that's coming soon, and so I'm grateful that that's occurring.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin.
But I'm
And
so,
obviously some of the information she had, some of the energies
yeah.
about energy and antigravitics and so forth is
Yeah.
was quite telling. It's at near the bottom of that post, by 958, It's about what Trump is doing with this technology. And it says here, Trump is creating this huge, gigantic energy that's going to stabilize the world. Whether it stabilized the future technology that's coming out, but it's also going to protect the world from outside ET beings, evil spirits, demons, angels that are that are on the dark side. He's going to block the world from these outside interferences, from these wormholes. So this is all a part of securing us from all of the dark.
Right.
So that they can't do things like these energy weapons and so forth, on people. So it's very nice to reassuring to he read that line for sure.
It'll be so cool to have unlimited energy, source, like zero point energy or energy that's taken out of the ether, basically. And that'll be
Imagine
so
all of
cool.
these things that have been held from us. Well, and the things that have been perpetrated upon us. For example, sickness, so many different sicknesses, and it's caused by the dark. And then of course the cures or treatments are withheld. Absolutely crazy, crazy.
All right. So the next article was called Wyatt. And apparently Wyatt is an individual who posted something on X, I believe. And it said, and I think this is a white hat com again. There's a quote, and it just says, "Paying taxes in 2025 is the equivalent to wearing a mask in 2020." All right. So again, it's a calm indicating control. I think that's how I kind of read into it. Again, they're paying taxes is a form of control, and
And we know that wearing a mask did you absolutely no good in
no, it doesn't.
2020. It was like, putting up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out of your garden. And
There you go.
so the same thing I see, I can read that into this too, that paying taxes in 2025 is as dumb as that. So why are you paying taxes? I think it's showing you that the IRS has been demolished, and I hope it's the same for the CRA here in Canada. But anyway, I would think that's also part of that comp.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, they're it's useless to wear a mask, and it's useless or needless to pay taxes. It's just all that money just goes into the evil coffers, and it doesn't go to the people, we the people. So I think that is something, and of course, people are no longer wearing masks. I hope they've opened up their hearts and eyes and minds, knowing that it's kind of a useless thing to do. And I think shortly, President Trump and the cabinet will bring forth rationale and the understanding that the Fed and IRS and paying taxes and everything is also useless, not required any longer because of the tariffs. The tariffs was just a beautiful thought and idea. I didn't even know that tariffs were a thing even back prior to 1913. Prior to the fiat system coming in, we did tariffs, and of course, the country back in the early 1800s or late 1800s was very wealthy, and so I'm glad that we're bringing those tariffs back into view and making the country wealthy again. And
Absolutely. A lot of things happen here in Canada, for example. I'm sure it's happened in other places in the world, like in the US as well. But they've actually, the evil doers have actually sold rights to our natural resources to other countries like China. And absolutely treason in my mind. But that's what's happened. So you can say goodbye to tariffs on that when you sell your country up the river. So yeah, so hopefully we'll see an end to all this because it was all illegal anyway. So,
What a world that will be, huh? No more taxes, no more mortgages, wow.
And all of the for the majority of your tax dollars have gone to support evil, and
Yes.
they haven't even known. I'll look at, for example, even just people donating to cancer, heart disease, all this kind of things, research of different kinds. None of it ever going to come to fruition. All that money going to line someone's pockets for evil doing. A statement here, you're talking about comms, Kevin. I like this one at the beginning of that post where it says, America will never be the same. And they're talking about more than the outcome from the assassination of Charlie Kirk in that statement. This is the turning point. So, yeah.
So, talking about Charlie, the next article was called "Rest in Peace, Charlie Kirk." And of course, our nation is still in mourning with Charlie. I wasn't really very familiar with Charlie personally. I did see him occasionally on the TV, and every time I did see him, he was, it seemed like, interviewing young college students and asking them questions, usually about either the Constitution or just current events happening, or where the student would ask a question to Charlie, and he would tell them the truth, and was a main person who would unbrainwashed the people because they're thinking one way, which was totally false, and he would tell them what the actual truth is and help correct their thinking, So the article "Rest in Peace, Charlie Kirk" is actually from President Trump, who wanted to immediately, once we heard of the tragedy, wanted to pay homage to the man. When he mentioned that no one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. And in honor of Charlie, that's when he ordered all of the American flags throughout the United States lowered to half mast until that Sunday evening at 6. And so that was just, President Trump's way to honor him, to bring out that article for the people. And it was interesting also that that article mentioned that Charlie Kirk was animated again by the light column from Archangel Michael, who is
Very
our
impressive.
greatest
It's
angel.
neat to find those things out, isn't it, when
Yeah,
we're
it
told
is.
about it. And I also, Kevin, it mentioned here that Archangel Michael is Donald J. Trump's best friend on the light ship.
On the light
In
ship,
the
that's right.
highest frequency, they're inseparable. It says here, you can't imagine. It's just incredible. What a horrific thing to happen. But as you say, he was so good at reaching those colleges and the youth, and now it's just exploding. It's going far beyond.
You've heard the shot around the world. You
Yeah,
remember you
this
hearing
must have been
this?
it.
I think this was it. This was initially I thought, oh, it might have been the attempted assassination of President Trump. The shot heard around the world, but no. I think this is the shot heard around the world, the actual assassination of Charlie Kirk. So because it has really affected everybody globally, and as you said, it has inspired a lot of people to follow on with his words and deeds, and they're creating their own chapters, if you will, of Turning Point USA, which was Charlie Kirk's organization. So.
Awesome. Kevin, here on one of the posts here that they put on here of Cue the Storm Rider, it says here the reason why all the main players in this war are clones or doubles is because of the ease with which the deep state assassinates people. I believe the deep state shot Charlie, it says. And it talked in here about there's many clones that the or maybe it's not this posting, maybe it's another one where the Trump family are clones and so on to protect them. And so it might be possible that Charlie was a clone, and that the one that was shot was a clone. So something to think about, I guess.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And as they say, use your own discernment. And of course, at the bottom of that posting, it says, when it's appropriate, more to share, pay very close attention to what just happened. So there's more on this to come for sure. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the other next article is called Goodness is Contagious. And I think this is a
Yeah.
irony. This is an irony to me because the title says goodness is contagious, but what you're reading is all about, well, let me mention this. With
Sure.
the assassination of Charlie Kirk, it brought to the surface a lot of hatred and evil thoughts towards Charlie and what he stood for. So there was a division. There's a division among the people, a facade between the right and the left, Republican and Democrat, often leading to violence in the most susceptible mind to control. This is, incites rage against innocent people. And the article talks about abolishing both political parties and giving the control back to the people. In addition, the article highlights various hateful posts by people on the internet, and it's a testament to what propaganda can do to people. Many
Right.
people, yeah, many people in their posts even suggest who should be assassinated next.
Just craziness.
Yeah, so in a way, this title is ironic of the content, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says goodness is contagious, but then the content of this article is talking about all the evil
Right.
and the suggestions that people are making.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
in the last page of the article is a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And it says, I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word.
Yeah, that's beautiful,
And
Ken.
I believe that too, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the deep state, they've been great at creating division and having, whether it's your neighbor, whatever it is, they create these race wars, and it wouldn't matter, through even just country to country or whatever it is. There's controversy going on everywhere, and they create it so that we're all fighting and lose focus of what we should really be doing. And we're creators. So when we're acting up, that's what we're creating. So yeah, there's another posting in there, Kevin, on this, for the people posting there. That's a cue of the storm rider again. It says, when we talk about Biden, the real Biden is gone. Whoever that person is, he's being controlled. Same with Soros, likely gone. His son is being controlled. All the main leaders around the world, military elites, most are under control. You're watching the end game. And I found that reassuring too. Yeah.
Very much so. Whew. But anyway, I thought this is kind of an ironic article and post. And if you look through the article, it shows a lot of snapshots, if you will, of posts that were on. I'm not sure if it was TikTok or where, but a lot of these individuals who are really have sick, twisted thinking.
Yeah.
We're showing that they wanted certain people assassinated next, and it was really horrible to see all this.
Yeah.
Kind of shocked when I read through the article of what these people were saying,
Yeah, absolutely horrifying. Yeah, it's really sad to see it, and
But I think, again, I think it was
Yeah.
the shot heard around the world, and people are waking up from it and
Yeah.
actually seeing the evil and
Yeah.
the division between evil and good, and between common sense and just irrational thinking. Yeah, so,
Yeah.
and it's coming to the surface, and we're seeing all this ugliness right now.
Yeah.
And
It's just
so,
amazing how someone's consciousness can be corrupted and lowered through propaganda to
propaganda,
get
right?
to that level. It's just crazy to wish death on people and horrible death and
Yeah, and that
crazy.
what MK Ultra was one of the major organizations that did that, did the mind control and stuff, and surprised to learn how many companies are behind that. Disney
Oh
was
yeah.
even one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Disney.
All forms of media. You know,
Yeah.
we've all probably fell prey to it one way or another, you know,
Sure,
one time or another.
that brings to mind that movie, that older 1988 movie, Them, I think, or They, Them, or something. I always get that mixed up, but it was a really good movie about the guy wearing the sunglasses, and he could see the control and propaganda on the magazines and newspapers and television, and how people were controlled. You know,
Yeah,
so.
absolutely, Kevin.
All right, and now. Here's the last article that's on for the people.space and the most recent, and it's called The Turning Point of a Movie. You know, and this is a very long article. There's like, if you was to print it out, it'd be like 20 some pages. It's very long. And I'm not sure if John and I can do justice to our synopsis of it. So if there was any that I would encourage the listeners to read, it would be this one, The Turning Point of a Movie. But anyway, it kind of starts out with the acknowledgement that Charlie Kirk was the founder and of an organization called Turning Point USA. And now that people have had a chance to grieve his loss and do their own research, there was a few insights that was mentioned here in this article. And you know, also as a reminder, I believe the nation is still mourning, and I believe it's tomorrow, John, that they're actually having the memorial service, right?
Right. Yes, that's correct.
So anyway, in the article, it starts out really early, back in 1947, where three gray aliens crashed in, one crashed in the United States, one crashed in Russia, and one crashed in China, all at the same time. And our beloved Q has mentioned this to us before. When he first kind of introduced himself to us, he told us the story about Roswell crash and him being in Area 51 and being one of the grays. And I was it Earl? Errol? I think something. I think
Yeah.
that was his name, Errol or something like that. You know,
Something.
and he described to us his kind of interrogation, what it went through, and the fact that if you just look into his eyes, he could expand your knowledge and your mind and things like that. But anyway, it starts in 1947 where the three aliens crashed, and then Q came into power. Now, Q, because of that crash, and then he passed, he was able to actually, if you will, meld, become a member of planet Earth, if you know. So he was able to now actually work within the planetary system and stuff.
Right. Now they're now trapped in the incarnation cycle.
Yes, that's right. He's trapped in the incarnation circle of Earth. And so now Q is able to be split, you know, as a, one of the 12 source energies, is able to go into different individuals, and he goes into power through JFK. And of course, that was early 60s, right? And JFK started eliminated the bad guys, and he formulated and started like the enhanced the white hat military. And you know, became influential back then. And
Of course, started to wake people up as well.
that's right. He started to wake people up during the
It's,
JF.
it says here, remember, our ascension is the negative aliens' death rattle. They
Yes,
can't survive when the light comes on board, right? Now, the
right.
source had anchors down here. Source light columns of light streams were able to splash into millions around the Earth, animating important bodies for this current ascension. For every million, at least 70% were killed or corrupted in some way, but the light continues to pour in. Yeah.
It also mentioned that the Creation Light Ship equipped the Kennedy family and others, probably the White Hat military, with the Living Light Cube, which is the Source Intelligence. And so this is, again, Source Intelligence, and this is how certain events could be known to them of what's going to happen. And we also learned that through this Living Light Cube, the White Hat military and others are able to influence timelines, and they can crash timelines or they can manipulate timelines for their benefit,
Right,
So
right.
anyway, and this is the introduction of the Living Light Cube. So into the
Right.
Kennedy's family. All right. Now, during assassination of JFK and Jackie, apparently JFK and Jackie were clones, and you mentioned clones before, John. So they were clones, not the real individuals. And they, the dark forces, even used Jackie with influential like MK Ultra or whatever. They were able to manipulate Jackie to shoot JFK in the front of the neck. Now I had no idea about this.
Wow.
You always know, we see the assassination and Lee Harvey Oswald, all those, and the grassy knoll and things like that. But and then you see the video of people climbing around and scrambling about in the car. But
Yeah.
apparently, Jackie shot JFK in the front of the neck. And later
Yeah.
on, they were able to manipulate the video or videos
Right.
or whatever and say that that hole in his neck was a tracheotomy.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, the real video footage has been removed from from public view, but it's in the archives. I'm sure it is. It's there, just waiting to surface whenever, the
Yeah.
White Hats or whoever feel the public can understand and absorb this. But I'm
Yeah.
sure it'll be coming soon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's incredible, Kevin.
Yeah.
They
Oh.
talk out here about in 2008, the Creation Lightship planned to launch the Ascension. At that point, of course. Of course,
Okay.
but the
Yeah.
dark still had such a severe hold, it says,
Sure did.
you know, that they had to postpone the event and that the negative used the Mayan calendar as a psyop to, to fool people, but, to. And they say here, though, the negative aliens use the Mayan calendar as a psyop to link millions of minds into the end game scenario, which on some level gave them permissions, through their agreement, through their minds, of agreement and to do a mass abduction. And Q mentioned that in 2012 there was a mass abduction, right? Most of humanity was abducted and taken to the Beyondo, where the alien gods use them for sacrifices and anything else they want, replacing abductees with clones that look just like the originals. So I guess we experienced that in some way. But then there's not, it's not hopium in here. They actually changed things up with that light cube, with having being able to know. It says here, the Creation Lightship gave the main White Hat military greater access to the Living Light Cube around that time, and they were apparently able to change some of the timeline mischief, allowing a more benevolent timeline to survive, as well as we all work toward the final ascension, where the Earth's blueprint collapses and all spirits of light are free. All spirits of light are free from this realm, able to choose their next adventure. It's important to know Time is an alien invention, not source created. And we had touched on that on a last program.
We did, yeah.
That timelines are controlled by the negative aliens. This is how they abduct, experiment, and torture humans without us knowing, simply by turning on and off time. With the living light cube, the Lighthead military have the power to manipulate time as well for the benefit of humanity. And of course, it goes into talking here that they were able to do that and change the timelines. And the living light cube is not artificial intelligence, it's divine intelligence. These are two very different things. Divine intelligence is completely incorruptible. It can only benefit humanity, this planet, and the universe. So it's nice to know that that was, it seems to be reversed, turned around.
Also, I was kind of shocked. Well, not really shocked. I knew this, and I think everybody, a lot of people know this in their heart. They mentioned, JFK Jr. And Carolyn. We all know that back, what, 1999, I think it was, that he had that plane crash, and it was felt that they all perished in that plane crash. But if you look in this article here, it shows that JFK Jr. and Carolyn were actually taking photographs of their airplane parts. And so they're telling us basically that they were not killed, that they are in fact living, they are alive, but are being protected, and probably being protected in a deep underground mountain somewhere, and I would venture to say that a lot of the original human individuals are probably living in a controlled environment for their own safety,
And I
right?
understand that's how it has to happen to have a cue or a clone that's successful. You have to have the original alive. And Kevin, also through that light cube, they would have obviously seen this event going to happen. So the White Hats made their plan. But also through that, they know the perpetrators. And so that's very important for the future. And I think we're going to see that happen where these people are, brought to justice for the crimes that they've committed, which are many, many, many.
Yeah, you mentioned that the military using the living light cube can manipulate or even crash timelines. And of course, President Trump in July 2024, that assassination attempt was reenacted from the original Dark Force plan. And this also mentions that there may be another assassination attempt on President Trump to play out
Well,
to
didn't he
exp
mention there was already thousands of them in different timelines or something?
yeah oh yeah yeah and they might try this again, and again he'll live, he'll be okay, but again, this is to expose the bad guys and expose them even more, and put them far away from public harm. So just
Absolutely.
bear that in mind, that another false flag or another attempt on President Trump's life may occur.
Well, the deep
So,
state must be squirming in their seats to know the information that the White Hats have. And, they obviously have far more power than the Dark has now, and are able to see into timelines, manipulate them, make things happen that really have them throwing their hats on the ground, I'm sure.
Well, of course, with Charlie's assassination, that affected a lot of people, and he was close to a lot of people. He was In the article, it showed that Kash Patel came out publicly, lovingly saying, "To my friend Charlie Kirk, I'll see you in Valhalla." And if anybody knows anything about Valhalla, it's a Viking term, of course, and Valhalla was Odin's heavenly oasis, and this oasis is sacred for warriors of the light, right? And
It says that it's a place they go to prepare for the final battle. So that's quite impressive.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
so again, I'm thinking of the original human
Yeah. Yeah.
going to a place to be safe and preparing for the original battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that again, Kash Patel was giving a calm
Yeah, I believe
to
so.
those in the know who
Yeah.
understood what he was trying to say is to my friend, I'll see you in Valhalla. So again, Charlie is alive and well, and he'll see him later on.
Right. Yeah,
And
absolutely. And to me, it confirms this is the turning point. This is the end game right here.
yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. It was again the turning point, and they say of a movie. And of course, it's felt that we live in a hologram. This is a movie,
Yeah.
and what you see, you can't believe everything you see or
Right.
hear. You
Right.
know,
Right. Yeah.
you have to use your own discretion,
Yeah.
and you know,
Yeah.
filter everything through your heart, and allow your heart to think for you and make your decisions, right?
Yeah,
Because this
that's
is a
perfect,
movie.
Kevin. You're
This is a
absolutely
movie,
right. You're right
and
on. You got to keep going back to your heart and not let
you
your
do.
brain, piss you off or whatever the situation that's happening.
Right.
It's quite nice to see people that are on the far left actually move out of there, not wanting to be part of a system that assassinates a young man with two young children that is not a criminal. And so it was nice to see some change in attitude out there that way too. Of course, a lot of that you don't see because they erase it from the media sources, but
Yeah.
it was happening. I did see some of that happen. And
So
Kevin,
I guess
also
one.
here, the final part in that posting, what's that? Okay.
Yeah.
Go
One
ahead.
minute. Okay, I was just going to mention that the turning point, this was a turning point in America. It has occurred, and I believe from this point on, everything will result in a very rapid increase of events. Things are going to really speed up, and I've been hearing things are going to be happening before the end of this year is out. We're seeing a lot of stuff in the world right now. Three-Eye Atlas, we're seeing the disassociation between political entities. So we're seeing a lot of, military being placed into cities. If you just read the signs, a lot is happening and a lot's going to occur.
Absolutely. And it's nice to know we have all this arsenal, all this extreme technologies on our side. You know, when negative timelines are collapsed outside of time, many rearrangements can occur, but only with source energy. The living light of source is the only power in existence that can do this, and it's only done for benevolent purposes to bring all light home. And
All
that's all
right.
of us.
All right,
That's
John.
awesome.
Well, I think we had another great show. We covered
Yes.
an awful lot of information. I certainly enjoyed our discussion today. How about yourself? Enjoy
Oh,
it?
me too, Kevin. It's always fun being with you, my friend.
All
And
right.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in and especially tuning into our recordings as well. And thank you, BBS. And again, Kevin, great show, my friend. I really enjoyed today as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Enjoy Sojourns with Humming next. Peace out.